Time right now is 8:30. Good morning, and welcome to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. My name is Colin Worthington. This is the WLBB Community Voice program, and as you know, we are smack dab in the middle of election season for pretty much every program up until May the 21st, maybe May the 20th. We have a guest who is a candidate for one of the local races, either in Carroll County and Harrelson County. And this morning is no different, and you'll recognize the gentleman's name this morning. He was at one point the District 5 commissioner, and he wants to be District 5 commissioner again. His name's Lee Powers. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Colin. How are you?
I'm doing great and appreciate you coming out. Lee brought donuts this morning, too, for future guests, in case you want to keep up with him. Of course, it means nothing, just a generous thing, but yes, but he did bring donuts, and thank you for that. Well, let's revisit who Lee Powers is. Let's go, you know, for those who haven't heard from you in 4 years or whatever, let's, background, family, all that good stuff.
I'm Lee Powers. I've been married to my wife for 33 years, Sandra Powers. We have two beautiful daughters, three beautiful grandchildren, a local farmer here in the county. Also own a construction company, a commercial construction company. We've been staying pretty busy, and I love Carroll County. I love District 5. It's a special district. It's special people, and I love serving. What, in 2016 to 2020, and a lot of people asked me would I consider running again. I thought about it, prayed about it, and talked to the family, and I decided to throw my hat in there once again.
Well, let's point out seven candidates for this race, which is mind-blowing. So we're expecting a runoff in this race, but you never know. It could turn out to be different. But seven candidates in that race for District 5 on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. Would you have sought this seat had the incumbent decided not to seek re-election?
Well, you remember, I think I talked to you about it sometime last year, and and you asked me, was I going to run? And I told you I was really, really praying about it. So probably I would have.
Is there anything within that last 4 years that stands out as far as his representation of District 5 that jumped out at you, whether you thought it was good or concerns about it?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've noticed when I got out of it, I kind of faded out of it. I never got on the radio and tried to second guess any decisions that any of them made. It was their time to shine, and I kind of just sat back and watched. And I just don't believe in getting in. I mean, if you're out, you're out. And you know, there's a lot of candidates that wants to throw their opinions and stuff like that. And I kind of just stepped back, and I didn't cause anybody any problem. So I just was working and farming and enjoying the family for
the farming. What kind of farming do you do?
We own a cattle farm, Powers Family Farm. We also have a big pumpkin patch in the fall. And then right after that's over, we have we go up to North Carolina, way up in the mountains, and we get Christmas trees and bring them back down. And we really have a lot of fun. A lot of the families in the community love coming out. The kids, we love seeing the kids enjoy, interact with the cows. And since we started all that, my daughter has got some other kind of animals out there that people love to come visit. And we love families. We love people.
Time right now is 8:38. I'm sorry, 8:33. My guest this morning is Lee Powers, one of seven candidates on the ballots, which early voting does start next Monday for the Carroll County District 5 commissioner seat. This is not a gotcha question, Lee, here, but you were on the Board of Commissioners till 2020, and then you didn't seek re-election because you wanted to run for chairman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. I actually resigned to run for chairman.
To run for chairman. Mm-hmm. Do you regret that decision? Do you feel like, you know, like maybe I should have stuck around for four more years and got some more experience? Or,
well, you know, I've thought about that a lot. If I had to do it over again, I probably would have not stepped down. I probably would have stayed. But, you know, once you make a decision, you've got to go with it. It's just that I really enjoyed being a commissioner. I was able to get a lot of things accomplished. You know, the rural area is very, very important to me, but that's not the only thing. I love the farmland. I love protecting the farms. I love people in generally, and I love serving people. So I was able to accomplish a lot of stuff when I was District 5 commissioner.
accomplishing something as a commissioner? I mean, what is that? I mean, just voting? I mean, listening to constituents and bringing forward their concerns? What does that entail?
Well, I mean, last time, if you remember, there's some of the things that I wanted to do, and I stayed with it until I accomplished it.
You remember one property thing, right? Did you change something as far as septic tanks?
I did do that. Yeah. I had to go through the state board of health, and there was a lot of failing septic tanks. And you know, the number one contamination of our groundwater is failing septic tanks. And you know, when you have to have a certain amount of square foot for a septic tank, and once it fails, you have to use more land to do it. And a lot of times on these small lots, you just didn't have the extra land to do it. And then a small family would buy a house, and next thing you know, they've already put a pool in or put extra garage in, and there's no extra place for a replacement line, and then you have to start spending a lot of money for alternative system. So I wanted to change that, for especially for young families, because I had two daughters coming up that was going to be buying houses, and I didn't want them to buy a property that had some bad soils on it or something, and get into something and have to spend $15,000-$20,000 on their septic, because that's one thing that you have to have in a house is a septic system. When it's not working, it's miserable.
What you got approved, was it to have more than one septic tank on a certain?
No, I increased the square footage of that was required of good soil, because everything's science now. And you have to have the right kind of soil for the septic system to perk and to filtrate through the soils. So I got that passed, and that did make a few people mad, because they had to buy more land to put houses on it. But when you start talking about groundwater and your drinking water and polluting the streams and stuff, I just thought it was very, very important to do that. And I did that. I kind of went solo on that one, went to the health board. We didn't go through the board of commissioners to do that, but because I was a commissioner and concerned about the health of our citizens, and not just District 5, that's countywide now. And I thought it was important enough for me to follow up with it, and I was able to get it passed. And also, on the board, if you remember, was having some problems with some times on ambulances, and you remember I fought real hard and was able to get that sixth ambulance down towards Rootville area for the safety of our citizens.
Were you in office when they? Because it feels relatively recently where we started actually putting addresses on roads that maybe didn't have road names, or they started putting different numbers.
I think that was after.
Okay, so it's not part of the same thing. Lee Power is my guest on this morning's Community Voices program. I'm going to look at your brochure here that you're mailing out to the 2,500 homes in District 5, you think?
Is that estimated? It's real close, 2,700 homes.
First here it says protecting Carroll County's rural heritage. How do you go about that as a commissioner?
Well, Colin, excuse me, when what comes into your county is basically where your county will go, and the commissioners decide what we allow in our county and what we don't in our county. And if we get, you know, agriculture is one of the largest industries in Carroll County, and if we allow the ag land to get used up into subdivisions and stuff like that, number one, I don't want to become a Douglas County. And I don't think many people do in Carroll County, but I also don't want to become a Coweta County where it's just so dense population and stuff. And, you know, we have to, once a subdivision is put on a farm, it never goes back to being a farm again. And, you know, a farm is very crucial to our survival as far as food. And I mean, everybody likes to eat. And so we've got to have the land to produce the food and produce the cattle and produce the chickens and stuff like that to provide the food for people. So that is very, very important to me. And as always, if you go back to 2016, that's what I ran on last time, is protecting the farms. And that is a very, very important part of why I started running in 2016. And what you allow to come in your county, that also allows the money stream that comes in. And you know, it takes a lot of money to run the county. And if you allow a lot of subdivisions and stuff, it's just, they just don't, once subdivisions built, then the people come, next thing you know, you need schools, and after schools, you need roads and police and fire, and all that stuff costs a lot of money. But on a farm, you know, the cows and chickens, they don't require much ambulance service or police service, or maybe the roads going to it, we have to work on them a little bit, or the tractors and stuff, but, excuse me. So we have to have a balance, too. We have to have some growth, and we have to have smart growth. So we have to really watch what we allow to come into our county.
Well, how do you tell me, say I own a farm with some good acreage, and my son just like, you know, and I'm not messing with that, Dad. Just give me the money, and I'm going to go find myself in Europe. So sell the joint. So, yeah, how do you tell me that, you know, before I sell to somebody, that person may not want a farm. They want, may want to build a subdivision. So I ask, you know, go to the Board of Commissioners and say, hey, I want to rezone this. How do you determine whether or not you can tell me that I can't do it, that you would vote against it, or you, how do you make that decision yourself on how you'd cast your vote as far as allowing me to rezone it?
Well, you have to listen to the community, Colin. And if it's zoned, if your farm is in an area that's zoned future development for subdivisions and stuff, really, you have to see what the zoning of the piece of land that you have. And if your land is zoned agricultural, and all the community comes up there and ask us not to rezone it, then you have to listen to the people in your community. And I think there's so many times, and I can remember one instance, I was on the board, and a developer wanted to turn a piece of land into residential and not, and take it out of ag. Well, there's 50, 60, 70, I don't know how many people was out there, but they was asking us not to do it. And Colin, those people lived in the area. And that means something to me. The people, that their voices mean something to me. And they were asking me, Lee, please don't take this out of ag. I live here. I don't want what they're proposing. So if you can't listen to your constituents, then I don't think you need to have the job. And if they ask you not to allow it, then I'm not going to allow it. But going back to the homeowners, they have rights too. They have the right to sell their property, Carl. But they have the right to sell it as ag because that's what it's zoned. So I have no problem with anybody selling their property or doing what the zoning says they can do on their property. But when they come to me and ask me to rezone it, and the people that are in that community are asking me not to, they say, wait, Lee, that person that wants to rezone it may not even live in the community. And they want to redo it, put whatever they want to put there, and then they're gone. But the people that are living there now has to deal with what he put there. And that's the problem that I have. We have to get back to listen to our constituents. We have to.
Time right now is 8:43. My guest is Lee Powers. He's one of seven candidates running for the District 5 seat on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. We'll take our first break and come back and continue our conversation with Lee. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
.844, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning is a candidate for District 5 commissioner on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. Again, one of seven candidates. His name is Lee Powers. Let's see, right now, this very moment, Carroll County Board of Commissioners are discussing the budget. They're just going through the beginning of it. I think, you know, just having a discussion. Might be a 3-4 hour conversation. And anyone interested in watching that, you can visit the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. I believe Joel has posted that up there and is sharing that this morning. But Carroll County's budget, I can ask this question. A lot of candidates at this point say they haven't had a chance to look at it. But have you had a chance to look at the most recent budget and maybe any kind of proposal or the things in there that you have concerns about?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, Colin. I have looked at the budget. I do have some questions. I wouldn't call them concerns. Yeah. But I'm not going to go on the radio and second guess the commissioners that are there and badmouth them for something that they may have a reason for what they're doing.
And so it may not be in there at the end,
but I would like to find out the questions that I have. I'd like to find out why they're like that before I voice an opinion on radio and getting everybody stirred up. And you've got to be mindful of the commissioners there. I don't want to cause a storm if I say something, but yes, I do look at the budget. I do see something in the budget that I would like to correct if I can. I still see that the surrounding metro counties are the pay for our first responders and stuff. Or Carroll County's still a little bit low on that, and I would like to get them up to at least where the other surrounding counties are. You know, our employees are our biggest asset that we have, and I love our employees. But if you get an employee that can make $15,000 or $20,000 more by going to a different county, you can't really blame them because they're working to support their family. So I would like to see us getting that comparable to the surrounding counties. But on the other issues that I saw on the budget, I really would not like to expand on them because I don't have enough information to talk about it. And once I dig a little bit deeper and find out, it may be a good explanation why it is like it is. But at this point, I don't want to comment on it. But yes, I have looked at the budget. And yes, a budget is very important. Even in our businesses, our budgets are very, very important.
Would you be willing to raise taxes to give a pay increase to the first responders?
There's ways to raise money without raising taxes, Colin. I'm not going to look at the homeowners. You know, every time something comes up, everybody looks at the landowners and say, look, just work a little bit harder so we can take just a little bit more. I'm not that man. There's other ways, and what I told you a while ago, what you allow to come in your county determines the money that comes into your county. And I would rather raise money that way than go to the landowners every time. Man, just give us a little bit more. Work a little bit harder. You know, I own a lot of land, own a lot of farms and stuff, and we pay a lot of taxes. I think there's other ways to raise money than
begging me here to ask you now. Like, boy, give me an example. Other ways that
you've got to have the right industry. I mean, you look at, there's a big corporation that came in Whitesburg, and
is that Glock?
It is Glock, and they bought over 4,000 acres. How much money do you think that land is costing the county to operate? But look at the money that land is bringing into the county that the county does not have to spend on that money. That's the kind of stuff that I would like to see to come into this county. Industries that produce the dollar amounts but don't require a lot of services.
Now, is that far away from other residences? Because just talking about, you know, zoning, trying to keep everything agriculture if possible. Because obviously I don't think that's still agriculture, right, for Glock. I mean, that had to be changed.
They changed just a very small part of it. Mm-hmm. Yes, the majority of that land is still zoned agriculture. Mm-hmm.
That surrounds it, right?
All of it still zoned agriculture, but they rezoned just what they needed. If you'll go back and look at the count when they passed it, they rezoned just what they needed to do what they needed to do. But more than three quarters of it is still zoned agriculture.
Time right now is 8:50. My guest is Lee Powers. He is running for District 5 on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. I see you got some raffle tickets. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit and to talk, see if you have any events coming up or anything like that. Or I think there's a couple forums coming up this week, too, that we should mention to people. But District 5, describe it for before we go to our second break here. Remind me exactly the boundaries of District 5.
It starts up in the Hewlett community up around – it actually starts up on 61 at Kenny Lake, and it runs from there all the way to the other side of Rootville. And it's the second largest district in the county, but you know all the district has about the same amount of people in it.
Sure, yeah.
It's a large land mass, so it's hard to get around everybody and shake their hands in this district in such a short period of time campaigning.
Did it change at all with after the census?
It has changed. We did pick up some stuff on Sandhill Hewlett Road and that area up there. We picked up some new territory that we did not have last time that I was a commissioner.
Lee Powers, again, my guest on this morning's Community Voice program. We'll take our final break and come back and wrap up our program. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is Lee Powers. We're wrapping up our program discussing his campaign for district to be District 5 commissioner. You know, if you're real sneaky, Lee, you could put re-elect on there. I've seen that done. I don't know if it's ever worked, but it still looks like, oh, well, for people who don't know, they're like, oh, well, he's commissioner now. Everything's fine, so I'll just re-elect him. But you didn't do that. Congratulations on that. Again, Lee Powers, my guest on this morning's Community Voice. Looking at your brochure, it talks about listening to the community. How will you communicate with constituents as a commissioner? How, you know, social media, town hall meetings?
We do them a little bit all. Listening to the constituents is very important. I mean, like we touched on that a while ago a little bit. You know, they're the ones that basically hire me and hire the rest of the commissioners. And I think we need to listen to them. And we need to do is, if we're able to do something for them, I think we should.
That the special purpose local option sales tax, the 1% tax, that so far voters have all supported that to bring back every time there's an opportunity. I've been told that when it started, I'm guessing the late 80s, maybe early 90s, that it was kind of sold as a one-time thing. But it does keep coming back before voters. And voters, again, have overwhelmingly supported that as a source of income for the county so far. How do you feel about its existence and its benefit to the county? And, I mean, do you see a time where we won't need that?
I like it. It is the most fair tax that we have. Not only that, when other people come and visit our community, they're helping the community by when they're spending money with that tax. So I am a proponent of it, and I do like it. Like I said, it's the fairest tax that we have. It does a lot of great things in the community. I was able to do a lot of great things with it when I was commissioner back in 2016. And, you know, we've been kind of in a low right now with the economy and the inflation and stuff. And, you know, it takes somebody that knows how to problem solve and knows how to run a business. And I've been in business now since 1992. And, you know, sometimes being in business is not fun. Sometimes making hard decisions on the board is not fun. But we have to have the we have to have experience. We have to have the experience that we need. We're not in. We don't really have time for on the job training right now. And with the inflation like it is right now, I think that that we need a guy that can get in there and hit the ground running. That's very familiar. You know, I am a certified commissioner. I've already been through the training. The county won't have to spend the money on that again unless the state says I have to. I don't know. I need to check on that. But I'm a guy that day one can hit the ground running. I'm very familiar with what it takes to be a commissioner. I know the job. I know the job very well. I know how to work well with others. I know how to get things done. And I really would love for people to give me their vote.
I've never heard anybody say this, and I could be just off the wall even suggesting it, but I think ideally it'd be nice to have no redundant commissioners. Like if everybody came in with one specialty where they were the expert that they could bring out, you could trust them to discuss a certain issue with each of the commissioners. I would, I think that would be nice. We got six commissioners?
Yes.
So the six commissioners and a chairperson. What could be the one thing that you would bring that you would be the expert in if, sitting at the table with the discussion, that the rest of the commissioners could look to you and say, all right, well, Lee feels this, let's listen to him.
Zoning, I know a lot about zoning, and I know why I know a lot about zoning. Zoning affects a lot in the county. It also affects a good bit of the revenue in the county because, there again, what you allow to come into your county, it's going to determine whether it costs the county a lot of money or makes the county a lot of money. So I do know a lot about that. I know why we need what we need in the county and why we don't need what we need in the county. So, and that's one of the things that I spent a lot of time and learning last time I was a commissioner, and I can explain it very well. So I think, of course, business-wise, knowing how to, when things get tough, you've got to make tough decisions, and budget-wise, I know how to make the cuts that we need to make, and I know how to allocate money where it needs to go to make sure the county's running right.
All right, we've got one more minute here, Lee. So I'm up on my farm. It's 9:30 in the morning on a Friday. I got my baby in my right arm, I'm a hot chocolate in my left, and I've got my newspaper in between my armpit and walking out the door. You can see I'm in a hurry. What are you going to tell me? I mean, you're there. You might as well try to talk to me. What are you going to tell me as far as your campaign and why I should consider you?
Well, Colin, number one, the experience. Experience matters. We're living in a time that we really don't need on-job training right now. I am the one candidate that has the experience that is running. I love this community. I know what it takes to be a commissioner. I know what can be done and what cannot be done. A lot of people has a lot of good ideas, but some of the ideas just cannot be put forth as a county commissioner. I know my boundaries as a county commissioner, and I love helping people. I love listening to the people and that's very, very important when you're in a meeting and something is brought forward and they ask you to make a decision on it, and you got the people that are living there saying no to Lee, but you got this other guy saying yes. And I do know how to make the right decision. I'm always going to listen to the constituents.
Lee Powers is one of seven candidates for the District 5 seat on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. If you missed any of this program, it will be available on the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page here shortly, as well as the Newstalk1330.com website. Lee, thank you, sir, for coming out, and good luck in this campaign. And thank you for listening to this morning's Community Voice program. Tomorrow we have our first of two candidates for the District 71 state seat, 8:30.